And the 2017 Kia NBA Defensive Player of the Year goes to Draymond Green.
At the 2017 NBA Awards show in New York City, Draymond Green named NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Here's Draymond on stage after the honor was bestowed.
First off, thank you. It means a lot to get this award from you. Thank the NBA. Most importantly, though, I want to thank God. I know none of this is possible. My mom, my dad, my family, all coaches that I've had, you know, the entire organization, Golden State Warriors, I'm thankful for the opportunity to go out there and do what I love every day. Man, I think I told myself like I was going to have these notes, but I don't even want to look at them. I know I'm going to forget somebody. But my teammates, like, this isn't an individual award. You know, it's five guys out there on the floor at a time. And, like, I can't do this all by myself, so I appreciate them. You know, with KD and Clay not making an all-defensive team, I appreciate everything they do. So, once again, thank everybody. Shout out to my daughter and my son. I love them. Thank y'all.
The Warriors with several other honors at the NBA Awards show. GM Bob Myers named NBA Executive of the Year, his second such honor in three seasons. Andre Iguodala, a finalist for Sixth Man of the Year. And with the fan vote, three different awards for the Warriors. Draymond and Stephen Curry teaming up to take the vote for Assist of the Year, a deep pass followed by a no-look alley-oop against the Indiana Pacers. Klay Thompson with Performance of the Year, his 60-point game and 29 minutes of work also against the Pacers. Being honored, and in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Kevin Durant's late Game 3-pointer recognized with Best Playoff Moment. After leaving the stage with Defensive Player of the Year hardware, Draymond took part in a press conference backstage.
Draymond, if you could make an opening comment about this honor this evening.
I'm thankful to win this award. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. There's been a lot of greats, you know, to hoist this trophy and to be added, you know, to that list. You know, it's special. Thankful for my teammates, you know, for always having my back on the defensive end, because it's not just one guy who goes out there and do this. You know, if our defense isn't as good as it is, no matter what I do out there, it wouldn't matter, you know, and that takes 14 other guys who's dedicated and committed, you know, to the process. And so I thank them and, you know, all the coaches I've had along the way to stress how important defense was. I'm thankful for that. So, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to be standing up here.
Thank you, Draymond. Any questions? In the back right.
Draymond, Davide Chinellato, Gazzetta Italy. You said at the beginning of the season that this award was very important to you. How it feels like to have accomplished another goal? Of course, you just won a title, but, you know.
It's amazing. You know, when you set goals, you know, I think a lot of times in life, and I've done it before, you know, people set goals and seem like you never reach them, you know, but when you do reach some of those goals that you set, it's an incredible feeling, you know, because you've accomplished something that you set out to do. And so, you know, having been right there for the last 2 years and coming up a little short, you know, it's precious to, you know, finally win this award and, like I said, just be mentioned in the category with some greats.
Back right again.
Thomas Urban, AFP. How special is it for you to get this award, being on a team that's so often talked about its offense?
That's very special because one thing about our team is, you know, the offense will always be talked about. You know, that's just the way that the game is. You know, it's people want to see you score. But we understand how important it is to, if you're going to win a championship, how important it is to defend. And so, I think that's the great thing about our team. Yeah, our offense is great, but our defense is just as great. And so, to be rewarded with this, knowing that how serious we take the defensive end is special.
Again, on the right side, in the middle.
Isaiah Smalls, the undefeated. You came a long way from being drafted 35th overall to winning your first title to now joining a pretty exclusive class of players who have won both a title and Defensive Player of the Year in the same year. What sort of message does this send to players who feel they might have been overlooked in this year's draft?
Just continue to work. You know, your draft position matters for one day. And then after that, you know, it don't matter anymore. It's about getting out there, putting the work in, and becoming whoever it is that you think and want to become. And for me, you know, just being overlooked. Like, I've always had a chip on my shoulder my entire life, being overlooked constantly, being overlooked in the NBA draft. You know, it's more fuel. So use that as fuel and go after what you want. You know, they'll tell you what you can't do. You know, they'll try to pigeonhole you into certain roles. Go work on your game and become what you think and believe you want to be.
Draymond, what does this whole year means to you? You kind of like accomplished every single dream you've been having. Like, you got a gold medal, and then you got a championship, and then you're best defender of the year, and also you become a father. So what does this whole thing means to you?
I mean, it's been a special year for me. Like you said, becoming a father, that was at the tail end of 2016, but it's you know, it's all right there. But just this entire year, you know, like you said, winning the NBA championship is special. And so, you know, to accomplish that, you know, be defensive player of the year and all-star, all these great things, it's great. And, you know, I'm appreciative of those things. But, you know, it also keeps things into perspective, you know, for me of, like, all these things are great. But in order to stay there, you got to continue to work. So, you know, just also appreciating the entire process of it.
Dre, did you have a chance to did you have a chance to talk to Garnett or Bill Russell about defense at all while you were back there?
I talked to KG a little bit. I didn't get to see Bill Russell. Just talking about that dog and that fire, you know, and just telling me how I deserved it, you know, how I've worked so hard to get to this point. And, you know, you appreciate it, man. KG's one of the best power forwards to ever play this game, you know, when you're talking intensity, you know, and focus, being locked in at all times, he's at the top of that list. So it's special, you know, to get those words from a guy like that.
Last two questions here and in the back left.
I was just curious if you noticed that Bob got some credit and won Executive of the Year.
I did notice that. It's about time. You know, he get credit. I think he's the best GM in the league. You know, every year he gets it done, you know, year in and year out. And, you know, to see him get, you know, what he deserves, I'm excited for him.
Draymond,
question, back left.
Christian Winfield, SB Nation. Before tonight started, I was kind of asking a lot of different people who was the tougher person to score on, you, Kawhi, or Rudy, and no one could kind of answer it. How does it feel to have won this award knowing that the two guys that you beat out are all-world defenders as well?
I mean, it's special. You know, like, to beat out those guys, Kawhi winning twice, Rudy, well, I'm sure at some point in his career he's going to take home his award. I mean, it's, you know, it's great. And it's something that, I mean, I could have never even forecast this happening, you know, coming out of college, like being Defensive Player of the Year. So, you know, just see the way I've grown, you know, and know all the hard work that I've put in is paying off. You know, it's a special thing.
Congratulations. Thank you, Draymond.
Thank you.